我们看十二章哈，约伯记十二章。
Let's come back to Job chapter 12.
十二章是约伯的辩证哈，因为说法这样跟他讲嘛哈。
Since Zophar has said to him this way.
第一段是第一节到十二节。
The first section is from verse 1 to verse 12.
他讽刺朋友哈万事之啊。
He is being sarcastic to his friends and saying they are not all knowing.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约伯回答说第二节，你们真是神的子民啊，你们死亡智慧也就灭亡了。
No doubt you are the people and wisdom will die with you.
讽刺他说哦你们独占智慧啊。
Do you by yourself hold all the wisdoms?
你们死亡智慧就灭没了。
So if you are not here then there will be no wisdom.
所以第二节约伯说你们所说的我也知道啊。
The things that you say, actually, I know them as well.
我的智慧也不比你们三个差啊。
I have understanding as well, and not inferior to you.
所以约伯也被他三个朋友稍微激怒了啦。
So you can see Joe may be a bit agitated by his friends.
你们有智慧我不比你差啊。
You have wisdom, so do I, and not inferior to you.
然后他对他的朋友说他对他们一无所知啊，对他一无所知。
And actually, you don't know me at all.
你们不是很有智慧吗
？Did you not say you have wisdom？
什么都知道吗
？If you know everything，
但是你们对我一点都不知道。
But actually, you know me not。
盲目的攻击我
，You attacked me blindly。
不是很无知吗
？And say that I'm foolish。
他说我这个求告神的人
，I'm a person who seek，
而且蒙神应允的人
，I am the person who。Who God has answered.
现在竟然成了你们所讥笑的对象。
But now has become a target of your mockery.
第五节第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
他说他的朋友是非也搞不清楚。
They don't even know right from wrong, his friends.
斥责他三个朋友幸灾乐祸。
And actually, they are happy for those who fall.
他说安逸的人心里藐视灾祸。安逸就是平安的人
A person who live in peace, they despise those who are suffering.
道理讲，我们看到这个受灾难的人，我们不可以幸灾乐祸。
If we see people are suffering, we shall not be joyful.
角色对换，现在换我们，在受苦当中，人家幸灾乐祸，我们会觉得怎么样
？If we are suffering, if you change the perspective, we are suffering and people are happy about it. How would you feel?
然后他也来斥责他三个朋友所说的那个神学报应说了。
And he also rebuked his friend concerning their theology.
看第六节
，verse six，
强盗的帐篷兴旺，惹神的人稳固。神多将财物送到他们手中。
The tents of robbers prosper, and those who provoke God are secure in what God provides by His hand.
这是针对他前面他朋友讲的吗
？This is talking back concerning what his friend has said previously.
恶人一定会被神剪除。
The evil one will surely be cut off.
恶人没有好下场，只有死路一条。
They can only die in their misery. There's no good ending for them.
你们看一下强盗的帐篷兴旺嘞。
Oh, look at outside. Look at the reality. The tents of the robbers prosper.
那惹神的人稳固嘞。
Those who provoke God, they are secure.
所以感觉上好像好像是神把这个财物送到他们手中啊。
It looks like God has sent much wealth into their hand.
说你们有知识
If you have knowledge,
这个事实你们都没有看到
Then explain to me about this reality. Do you not see it by yourself?
所以第二段
So the second section,
约伯就劝他的朋友以万物为师
He asked his friends to look at the nature and learn from them.
第七节
Verse 7
你且问走兽，走兽必要指教你，又问空中的飞鸟，飞鸟也必告诉你。
But now ask the beasts, and they will teach you, and the birds of the air, they will tell you.
你们不是说你们很有智慧吗
？Did you not mention you have much wisdom？
其实这一段约伯是在嘲讽他们你们的智慧跟那些万物那些动物飞鸟鱼差不多了。
Well, actually, Job is saying, your wisdom is as much as these birds in the air or the beasts in the field.
你们说的哦，这些动物啦、鱼啦、地啦，他们都知道啦。
The things that you're talking about now, if you ask the animal, they know the same thing.
如果用我们现在比较通俗的话来讲啊。
If you put it in today's words.
你们所说的是三岁小孩都知道啦。
Whatever you're talking about, even the little kids, 3 years old, he would know.
连动物都知道了啦。
Even the animals know already.
还在那边凑，这个标榜你们很有智慧。
And you are so boastful and thinking you have much wisdom.
好，十一节、十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
他说年老的就有智慧。
The wisdom is with aged men.
瘦高的就有知识吗？
And with the length of days, understanding.
当然原则上年纪较大的比较有知识没有错。
In principle, the wisdom is with the aged man.
因为他们有这个生活、生命、智慧、经验的一个累积嘛。
Because they have accumulated much experience in their lives.
但是不一定啊。
However, this is not necessarily the case all the time.
所以约伯说，人的耳朵是可以分辨这个言语到底是正确不正确。
So the ears of man's ear can test words.
就好像舌头能分辨这个食物一样。
Just like the mouth tastes the food.
所以他现在在告诉他三个朋友。
So he is telling his three friends.
并非你们的劝告都是可以被接受的。
Not all of your encouragement may be accepted.
虽然你们都比我年老。
Even though you are older than me,
都比我有经验。
You have more experience than I do.
都比我有智慧。
You have more, you're wiser than me.
但是你们讲的真的有智慧吗？
But what is whatever you say really full of wisdom?
所以第三段他就在讲神的智慧了。
So then he continued the third section concerning the wisdom of God.
你们的智慧，你们所知道的，万物都知道啊。
The knowledge you have is just common knowledge even known by the animals.
但神的智慧能力是变化难测的。
But the wisdom of God is beyond understanding.
13节到16节，抱歉。
From 13 to 16.
他说神的智慧和能力是胜过人间的权柄。
It is God's power and wisdom is beyond human authority.
没有人可以改变神的作为。
No one can change what God has done.
神掌管宇宙万物一切的法则。
God has hold and in control of all the principle in this natural world.
所有的人都是属于神的。
Every single person belongs to God.
17节到25节。
17 to 25.
他说神的智慧和能力是胜过尊位的能力。
The power and authority of God surpass those in the power, the authority of man.
他说，在神的智慧能力掌管之下
，under the power and the wisdom of God,
人的智慧
，all the wisdom of man,
人的权柄
，all the authority of man,
人的尊荣
，all the glory of man,
人的聪明
，and their wisdom,
人的能力
，and their power,
都是神所赐予人的
，they have received from God.
而且神也可以把它剥夺回来
，and God can take them away just as easy.
所以人所制定的一切制度都要消灭。
So all the principles and the rules of man shall diminish.
但是神的作为终究是变化莫测的。
But the work of God will continue and be hard to understand.
甚至神决定邦国的结局。
Even God has decided a fate of a nation.
他要让这个君王聪明有能力。
If he wills, the king shall be wise and powerful.
他也可以让这个君王失去聪明。
He can also take away his wisdom.
在黑暗当中摸索。
Even he will be searching in darkness.
这让我们联想到那个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒。
It reminds me of King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon.
当他骄傲的时候
，When he was full of pride.
大巴比伦这个王朝这个大城不是我用大能大力所建造的吗
？This great Babylon, that I not build this nation with my mighty power.
没有是神将国事给他啦。
No, actually, it was God who has handed the kingdom to him.
将权柄能力赐给他。
Has given him authority over others.
所以神后来就让他到野地吃草如牛啦。
So he went into the field and eat the grass like an ox.
失去聪明
Take away his wisdom.
当他七年 过后他啊恢复聪明。
For 7 years later, he the wisdom restored to him.
啊，他就赞叹天上的神了。
And then he praised God in heaven.
啊，神要将国赐给谁，就赐给谁了。
Whoever God would like to give the kingdom to, those will receive the kingdom.
要将智慧能力赐给谁，就赐给谁。
Whoever God would like to give the wisdom and power to, they will have the wisdom and power.
所以这一章的重点呢？
This is the main point from this chapter.
到最后约伯就拉回来神的智慧能力。
So at the end, Paul, Joel bring back, talk about the wisdom and power of God.
因为他三个朋友都一直强调他们所说的是智慧的原理啊。
Because the three friends continue to proclaim their own wisdom.
但是约伯说，智慧能力在神那里了。
Now Paul said, Job said, actually, power and wisdom is with God.
好，最后我们看罗马书十一章。
Lastly, let's turn to Rome chapter 11.
罗马书十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
十一章三十三节。
Verse
33. 三十三节。
33.
深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。
Oh, the depth of riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
34节。
34.
谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
Or who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor.
35节。
35.
谁事先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
Who has first given to him,And it shall be repaid to him.
36节。
36.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。
For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen.
神的智慧能力。
The wisdom and strength of God.
真的是变化难测。
It is really beyond our understanding.
所以我们在神的面前，
When we are in front of God,
只能谦卑顺服。
We can only humble ourselves and submit to His will.
神的意念高过人的意念。
The will of God surpasses the will of man.
神的道路高过人的道路。
The way of God is higher than the way of man.
一切都是属于神的。
All these belong to God.
所以我们要走上神的道路。
We shall be walking on the path of the Lord.
不要走自己的道路。
Let us not walk on our own path.
唱诗。
Sing him.
402首。
402.
请坐。